Hi, this is Anna B from Variety Radio Online. We're back and with Arrow for season 5, and it's been 5 long months since we've had to wait for this first episode, which is entitled Legacy. We're getting back to normal in this season, and we're going to be honouring the death of Black Canary. Green Arrow's decided his team, they're going to go their own way as they can't deal with the issues that happen at the end of season 4. So Oliver is on his own for now. Diggle's gone back to Russia to be in the special forces so he can come to terms with killing his brother. Thea, she's enjoying a normal life without being a vigilante. So it's just left with Felicity and Oliver to deal with all the criminals in the city so far. Of course, Oliver is also the new mayor of the city, but he seems to be handling it not too well. He's got Thea, who's become his chief of staff, and she seems to be doing more running the city at the moment in his absence while he's playing the Green Arrow. We, of course, will also have the flashbacks, and this will be the last year of the flashbacks, so we've been told. And Oliver's going to be back in Russia this season because he's holding up his promise to Tiana that he will revenge her death. And an old friend of his, Anatoly, is going to train him, and he'll become, that's how he becomes into the Pravda. Bratva, that's what it's called. And we see in this episode Oliver and some city employees, they're unveiling a ceremony for Black Canary, and they get kidnapped by new criminals in town, Tobias Church. So when Oliver is able to free himself, he reverts back to his old ways from season 1 and he starts killing again. Thea comes to his rescue, but she's not happy that she's seen him kill someone, and that's not what Laura would have wanted him to do, to remember her by. But as Oliver feels, he's not going to take any chances anymore, and that's why he's going to kill again. Because if he didn't in the first place, Laura would still be alive today, he feels. We also learn what Laurel said to Oliver in the hospital just before she died. She made him promise that she would not be the last Black Canary, so that her legacy will live on and also be on the streets with him fighting alongside of the Green Arrow. This episode was directed by James Bamford, the stunt coordinator for the first season, and he did some wonderful stunt work and with the guys. We see Oliver jumping out of a helicopter at the end, and he shoots an arrow in the air and it becomes a parachute so he can land on the ground. So by the end of this episode, Oliver's given in to Felicity, who keeps telling him he can't manage without a team. So he accepts that he needs a new team, and Curtis will join the team, and there's a couple of new people, Wild Dog and Evelyn Sharp, and there will be someone else come into it next episode. And we also find out at the end of the episode, Felicity has a new boyfriend. So how will Oliver feel about this? So we'll just have to wait and see as the season goes on. Personally, on my level, I would like Oliver and Felicity to get back together, but who knows? But at least she's still sticking by him and they're working as a team. So that was the first episode for season 5. It was a good episode, and look forward to seeing what happens as we go on.